Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Saturday, the 24th of October. Let's hope it's a good weekend. Let's hope the football starts to play ball and we get where we are. I got up at 4 this morning and did the FDD process. Started that off. Just a note on that. Remember, 1st of November, I'll have details on that. And my Telegram stuff, people still asking, when am I doing it? I'll sort that out this week. And as I said, it won't be for everybody. But yeah, got up at 4, did the FDD, and then I found myself, this is how strange and individual I am, I found myself reading Hansard, and I actually passed. I'm a bit behind today because I got so absorbed in it that I lost track of time. I'm going to have to start a new thing that I'm going to have to start a sort of application process that if anybody listening to this lives in Mansfield and voted for Ben Bradley, I think Kim Jong-un's going to have to come out and can't have you as a member. What an absolute cockwomble that guy is, isn't he? And before the old staunch Tories come out and go, here he goes again, Tory. This is nothing to do with politics. This is genuinely, I think Joe Swinson on the left was an absolute cockwomble. I think Corbyn was completely unfit for his job, as is Diane Abbott. I think top of the tree we've got Gove, Hancock and Boris, obviously, as the top three cockwombles. It's like a running race. It's like the derby at Epsom. You've got Gove, Hancock and Johnson out in front, sort of three across the track coming round Tattenham Corner. And then you've got this Ben Bradley guy screaming round the outside trying to be top cockwomble. I just don't get it. I just incredible how these people get in office. I mean, it's nothing. Forget the meals thing. It's nothing to do with that. People will have views on that, whether it's right or wrong. Nothing to do with that. This guy is claiming $5,000 a month off the state. Sorry, $60,000 last year. Yeah, $5,000 a month. $59,000 nearly he claimed. Paying council tax, paying flat rent, £2,600. And some of the shit he comes out with when you start to look up on him. Absolute. Who voted for him, honestly? Mansfield, what are you doing? Have a look at yourselves. I've been to Mansfield once. What do you call it? Centre Park's nearby when the kids were small. Took them up there. But what an absolute cockwomble this guy is. He's just trying to get his name out there, isn't he? He's just trying to be, look at me, surely. Can't genuinely take him seriously. Oh, there, Ben Bradley. I mentioned to Suggsy Hansard. He said, what's Hansard? How do these people get the vote? How are they allowed to vote, honestly? Well, yeah, I mean, this guy is fucking, he's quite unbelievable. He is unbelievable. You see his pattern through Brexit. He was a Remainer, then a Brexiteer, and then he changed his mind, then he done this, then he done that. He's an absolute cockwomble, he really is. If he gets in again after, I'll be amazed. Amazing. Anyway, you don't want to listen to all that, do you? You don't tune in to listen to me go on about Ben Cockwomble Bradley. Horses, that's all I've got today. I've got no extra football. God knows what's going on with Betfair. They don't know whether they're adding markets, not adding markets. I'm going to take that up with them in the week. I haven't got time today, but I'm going to get hold of my man there and get hold of the chief exec and have a word about what's going on here, because it is mental. Right, we had a few winners yesterday. We had 4 winners of the actual pod horses. The pod horses now since the 9th of October, which is what, 2 weeks, are 16.18 points up to win BSP and 15.6 points up place BSP. So 30 points in 80 odd selections, and backing them early does slightly make a small difference, but nothing that you would be mad about, and it wouldn't not necessarily have the money there either. But today, pod horses these are. So Nitesh, I love it, you're putting pods and mentions. I have got some texts, I'll do those in a minute. But pod horses, 2 meetings, Cheltenham and Doncaster. Cheltenham, 205, All Mankind. Do you want the prices? Let me get those as well. I won't see. I'm getting closer to being organised. Horse racing. Really? bet in Turkey last night that annoyed me. It lost, and it just annoyed me that it lost. Not often I get annoyed, but that one did. All Mankind. I don't know why I'd mentioned that. Just still on my mind, obviously. All Mankind, Harry Skelton, 2.94. So you may just want to do that one win only. That's 205 Cheltenham. 240 Cheltenham is Southfield Stone, four-runner race, 2.88. Again, you may just want to do that one win only. I've actually got two on that race, Southfield Stone and Pile On. Pillion or Pile On, 2.88 and 3. You may just want to leave the race out. Compulsives will probably want to Dutch the two, hope to get a point profit. 4.25, put them all down. I'll keep results to them all. Manila Encore, 4.25, 4.7. And 5.35, Smurfy Enki, 4.7. So that is Cheltenham, 205 All Mankind, 240 Southfield Stone and Pile On, 4.25 Manila Encore, 5.35 Smurfy Enki. And then we've got some at Doncaster, must be getting close to the end of the flat. Doncaster, right, 1.10, got two, Laffy and Fishable, 4.9 and 5.2, so again, you might want to just Dutch both those, Laffy and Fishable. 1.45, I've got two, Zamani and Lipizzana, 4.6 and 5.2, and 3.30, Conservatoire, 3.65 Conservatoire. That is my pod horses. Right, let's get the old text out. I haven't read this yet. Let me have a look. This will be tons to go through, I expect. Bear with me, troops. Right, we are starting at Cheltenham. Ground currently good, but there is a chance of rain in the afternoon, he does tell me. I need to go to Cheltenham. I need to find these horses. He does sort of writes quite a bit, so I just need to cut through it all. Who's that? Stratagem in the 205, small win place. Sorry about that. Stratagem 205, small win place. 240. He goes also for Southfield Stone. So we had two pod horses in that race, Southfield Stone and Pile On. Word for Southfield Stone. If it rains, only if it rains. This is one that only if you're watching the racing and it rains at Cheltenham this evening. Goodbye Dancer in the 3.15. So only if the rain comes, then that one there, 3.15, Goodbye Dancer. So you need to keep an eye on the weather if playing that one. You can take a chance and back it and hope that the rain comes, I guess. 3.50, small win place, Cloth Cap. And 4.25, very small bet on Papa Poutine. He does also back up Smurfy Enki in the 5.35. And then at Kelso as well, got a couple of messages for Kelso. Not that one. Universal Folly. In the 1.25 at Kelso, Universal Folly got a decent chance and overpriced. The 1.59, a couple of big prices. Chanting Hill and Don't Need to Know Win and Place. 1.59 at Kelso. Chanting Hill and 2.33. Lebroy, win and place, 14.5. And I've got another one. Oh, 3.08. So my message just arrived literally as I was doing that. 3.08. Enlighten. Enlighten win and place currently 12. Okay, so that is the lot. Sorry if it's again all a bit disjointed. I do it live, as I say, when we get to Telegram in the thing, I'll be able to type them out a little bit more order. Nitesh, thank you as always for your typing up. But yeah, certainly, I mean, the pod horses alone, just the ones I list, going very well. But obviously, the you know, the mentions did produce the 100 shot last week, so there's plenty in there for you to hopefully make some profit with, except that not everything wins. You know, I think we had a run on the pod horses of 11 that didn't win, places in between, and then you get what, four winners in seven races yesterday, was it? So seven selections, so that's how it goes, that's how everything goes, to be fair. You just stay in the game and then get your little flutters of wins and keep going. Right, so that's me done there. Yeah, so I think I'm gonna have to ask for where everybody lives. Mansfield, you could be out, you could be, I could be introducing the FTS lockdown. Mansfield, you're out. Right, I'll probably upset a few there today again. See, yeah, right, okay, can't help myself. Have a lovely Saturday, don't forget Man United Chelsea, Man United penalty start, but you know they're going to get penalties there, don't you? You just know it's going to happen. And I will speak to you all tomorrow with the NFL. Tomorrow there's no horses, don't do horses on a Sunday, so the NFL will be later in the afternoon when all the prices and lines have settled down. I'll do that sort of 2-3 o'clock. Okay, have a good day today, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.